time to Follow the Money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Yes! Here we go, Follow the Money. Polly and Mitch, Visa and the Sports Betting Network. Dennis Bernstein, hockey expert, and also Wes Reynolds to talk about our first golf major. Great action coming up today. Phenomenal schedule yesterday. Some bad beats. An 11-1 shot came in hockey. We got the baseball card. A lot coming up. And the richest match in football. Only $200 million on the line coming up in soccer. We'll get to all that coming up. Win, lose. We'll check in with our buddy Blue. And a lot coming up. But great action with hockey and the NBA again. Just the Oilers had to deliver. Essentially a must win. We'll tell you why coming up. The team's down 0-2, game five, or in the best of five history. McDavid was the nuts. The second goal, one of the best goals you're ever going to see. The backhand top shelf from Mommy Keeps the Peanut Butter. What a goal over the shoulder of Crawford. He goes for the hat trick. They blow the two-goal lead not once but twice and then win 6-3 to even that series. So Edmonton back in it and a good bounce back. And that series is going to be bonkos when you see all the goals being scored in that game, in that series so far. That was just a great win. Now, the one thing I will say, and the NHL and the NBA have done an incredible job with the bubble and the technology and what they're doing in the arenas. And I love the overhead camera that the NHL is using, especially on those power plays. That's a great angle and a great view of the game. But I do question why a 9:45 local start in Chicago on a Monday night, and they're doing the same thing coming up. Saturday, I understand. You know, noon out here, 2 o'clock in Chicago for the Saturday afternoon, put on NBC. The Blackhawks are great for business, and they always do well in the ratings. I don't get the 9:45 on a Monday and a Wednesday night local when they drop the puck. That's true. I'll ask Dennis Bernstein about that. But they've done an incredible job. And again, the action, the other story's been the unders. The in-play and the unders. Unders are now 24-4 since the restart in hockey. And I was shocked with what transpired, not only the finish, but how the VGK game played out, because it was 1-0 at the end of one. And then Dallas comes out with a great second period, and then 3-1 Dallas with 10 minutes left. You think, hey, this might go under. And then the Knights not only win the game, they cover the puck line. One of the worst beats you're ever going to see. Plus a goal and a half, minus 210. If you had Dallas, they lose 5-3. The Knights pump in 4. And that goes over, and they win. And it's just a miracle that they cover the puck line. Oh, my God. 11-1 shot at William Hill, Mitch. 11-1 with 10 minutes left. And I'll tell you, Mitch, I was tracking and betting the in-play all day at William Hill. And some of this stuff is fair. We'll get to the NBA later on, too. But for example, with a 3-1 lead early in the second period, Carolina was $5 to win in regulation. $5. Tampa Bay, midway through the game, was up 2-0. They were 1,200 and minus 750 to win in regulation. On Saturday, the Blackhawks led by 3 goals, and they were only $5 to win in regulation. Some of this stuff is fascinating when you look at it. That wait a second. Why is Tampa Bay? I mean, what a price that was. Number one on Washington, or on the three-way with the draw. That they're four, almost $13-14 in play or to win, and then $7.50 to win in regulation. It's only 2-0. It's hockey. Anything can happen. Most dangerous lead in sports, right? Worst lead in sports. And Carolina, they were all over the Rangers, and they're up 2 goals, and they're only $5 to win in regulation. I found this stuff fascinating. That was great to check this out at in-play and the three-way, which is offered by many places, including William Hill.
Well, I mean, it wasn't only the NHL with that, Paul. Yesterday in the NBA, now we only had one upset, and that was Nuggets over the Thunder. But I watched an entire game, and I was tracking that with the in-play. So because the Thunder were such big pregame favorites, that meant that when they had a small lead late in the fourth quarter, and again, if you can get in on this stuff with the in-play, with the, you know, how it's browsing and looking, and it's just like the spin site going, can you get in or not? Or are you going to have to wait for it until it actually resets? And welcome into the program today. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN. Mitch Moss, along with Paulie Howard, recapping what we saw on Monday. You know, the Nuggets got up to 8-1 to win that game. And I couldn't get in at that point. That's the tricky part, though. I would not take the bet at 8-1, but I got in on that team twice last night, and they were down by like a basket. And I got plus 340 one time, and the other time was another really good number. And they were only down by a couple of points late, but it's all tied into the algorithm and how big the Thunder were favored before the game started, and it made no sense.
It was like the Milwaukee game. It's like, wait a second. OKC was just up 7. What happened? The Bucks were just up 8 against the Rockets. What happened? How about the Toronto-Miami? Toronto's up 4 with 4 minutes. Miami's like 5-1 to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, I love the in-play. It's just phenomenal here. And the stuff, your first period's in-play, games in play, alternate lines to win in regular. That's a great addition with the playoffs, with the relegation in play as well that they offer. And some great sweats, though, too, Mitch. How does that Carolina game stay under? That is 3-1 with 17 minutes left in the second period. One goal scored the rest of the way. How about the announcers after the game? Hey, do you think they should make a change in goal? You think Lundqvist shouldn't have been on the roster? And again, he gives up a soft one, a high school goal to start the game, puts his team behind the eight ball. Ridiculous goal, much like game one. And the Rangers, it's over. I don't care if it's me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care who's playing goal. It's over. The Rangers' only goal came on a 5-on-3 power play. Mrazek was great. 2 super glove saves. They win 4-1. They're $1.50, $1.40 to finish it off. They got a back-to-back. I can't believe the decision. Whether, you know, I want the story on the Russian unfit to play. I think Georgiev's better anyways. Just horrible timing that the kid goes 10-2 and he can't play. And then you got the 38-year-old artifact and relic out there who can't stop a beach ball. Ridiculous job.
Well,
poor showing by the Rangers, and somehow that stayed under. Congrats if you had that under.
Yeah, I know. Andy McNeil was on that one. He was the guy who wrote the entire piece in NHL playoff betting guy. He was on with the show that follows us yesterday, Gil Alexander. And I bet the Rangers yesterday in the game plus 130. I expected a bounce back from the entire team. So you're right. Not only did the Lunkers give up that easy goal right away, but Paul, I wanted my bet back 16 seconds in. How do you take a penalty by a cross check 16 seconds into a game? They were completely unprepared, and the Hurricanes never scored on that power play, so they scored shortly after that. But the overall performance yesterday, too, I don't think it was going to matter who was in goal. I mean, clearing the puck was impossible for this team yesterday. They gave it right back to the Hurricanes. It probably should have been 5 or 6-1 Carolina that game yesterday. And by the way, two of the worst power plays on offense I've ever seen in my entire life by the Rangers. Their second one, I know, I think it was their first one in their third power plays yesterday, where I think they had a combined 2 shots on goal, and Carolina controlled the puck. They looked like the worst team in the bubble yesterday.
There was a 5-on-3 with Winnipeg yesterday, and they only got 2 shots on goal. Although they delivered later in the game. And why the Rangers needed it, that I couldn't believe that stat they showed, that teams in NHL history that fall behind 2-0 in a best of 5, it's 55-1. How about that?
Yeah.
The 85 Islanders beat the Capitals. That's it. 55-1 when you have a 2-0 lead in a best of 5. That's crazy. This is why we love sports, right? Who everyone counted out the Jets. They don't have their 2 best players. They look terrible in game 1, 0-8 on the power play, and they dominated the game. I mean, that I bet the Jets to win in regulation when they were like $3. They're up 2-0. And make no mistake about it, Calgary's 2 goals were a fluke. You had the egregious error, a silly turnover in their own zone. It was the first goal. And then it was off their own skate, off a defenseman's skate. Hellebuck didn't have his stick down, and it goes in between his legs. That tied it. And then they get the power play goal off a deflection to go up 3-2. And oh, what a sweat that was in the final 2:30, that the total's 5.5. It's 3-2 Winnipeg. And then you're thinking, that's it. With 2:30 left, Calgary takes a penalty. So, I mean, if I'm Winnipeg, I'm just going to back it up and say, I'm not going to try to score. I don't want you to pull the goalie. I'm on the power play. But then actually Calgary controlled the puck. And then they kill it off. And then there's a penalty on Winnipeg. So the last 30 seconds of the game, Calgary has a 6-on-4. And then for whatever reason, there's 3 seconds left. and Winnipeg shoots it down the other end. Off the post! Would have put it over.
Yeah.
With 0.7 seconds, the puck hits the post from the other end. Why is the guy even going to shoot it? So that would have gone over with 0.7 seconds. He fires it down to the empty net, and it goes off the post. And Winnipeg wins 3-2. And before the game, adjusted series price, Calgary was 350. And I love this series. They're going to do it again today, pivotal game three.
Yep.
So now we'll see how Calgary responds. Winnipeg played a great game. You know, I thought they were dead. I thought they were dead. They were so bad in game one. You lose Scheifele. You don't have other pieces, other guys out. Hellebuck played well, but they dominated the game. Again, those were two fluke goals. Great job by the Jets. Good bounce back.
Yep. And by the way, with those three early games yesterday in the NHL, and just betting in play or even with the pregame stuff. So think about this. The three early games we had, or the earliest games on the schedule, we had a 3-1 game, a 2-2 game, and a 2-2 game, all at the end of the second period to start the day.
Yeah.
And all three games stayed under. None of the games could get two goals in that third period. None of them.
Yep. Yep.
And so just the in play, you could have gotten some really nice plus money on that for sure. And then if you bet a pregame, you were actually coming up smelling like a rose. That didn't continue. I'm sure some people who bet the Penguins Canadiens game in play with the under late in that game, they got scorched last night. And you know the same that Golden Knights game was just wild. And I heard you talking about that before I popped on here. I mean, my God Almighty, to give up three quick goals like that, you trail 3-1, and then to cover the puck line—that's an all-timer.
It was. That's a vicious beat if you had the Stars on the puck line. Or the Stars, period. I mean, 3-1 with Bishop. 10 minutes left. How about the Knights score a minute into the game and the first period stays under? How about that, too?
Yeah.
But the Capitals game really didn't have a chance to go over. They got two soft goals before the end of the second period as well, and then they play a scoreless third period. That was a great game. And then the battle with – good job, Murray, okay? You stunk in weak in game one. Again, high on the glove side. It's been a problem for years. Everyone knows it. But Murray was great. Price, some of the saves that Murray made and Price to keep him in it. Crosby gets the early goal. And then you're right, a lot of people got hit under 3.5 in play. I mean, they put up a 1.5 in play with about 8 minutes left in that game at William Hill. The alternate line, 12, yeah. And all of a sudden it's a goal, empty net goal, and somehow that finishes 3-1, and the Penguins even the series at 1. In a great game and a great duel between Murray and Price and a good win for the Lightning too. So after that Tampa game finished, the unders improved to 23-2 since the restart. 23-2. And then the Knights game was just bonko. So now, yeah, it's 24-4 now with the Chicago game over and the Knights game going over and the Penguins game staying under. So this is just what do you think? I love that overhead camera. When the team's on the power play, isn't that something?
But how can you not?
Oh, that's good.
I mean, that's like almost kind of that's in the NFL when you watch the all 22. That's kind of what it feels like to me.
Yeah, good point. And then right there, the NBA action. This Raptors defense is just nasty. Nasty job defensively to suffocate and shut down a good Miami team, and another good win for the Raptors. And that we mentioned the in play there. Where they were such a big favorite, even though it was what happened there? Fred VanVleet was Superman. They're up 17 midway through the third quarter, and then I'm focused on the hockey. I look over like, well, God, we got a 2-point game. Jesus, the runs in the association, crazy that the Raptors spit that up so fast. And in the Thunder game, I mean, again, while we love sports, all these guys are out for the Nuggets. The Thunder can creep within half a game for the 3 seed, try to win the division, and Porter goes off. And the Thunder are up 7 late, and they blow it and get beat in overtime. And the Nuggets win 121-113. Crazy.
What a way to kiss that ticket goodbye that I have on the Thunder at 15-1 to win their division. Which is still live. They're still live out here in some books in Las Vegas. So now it's going to be too much to overcome. I can't believe that. Would have been within a half a game. And Porter was Super Bowl yesterday. He couldn't miss. He was awesome.
Uh-huh.
And clearly the Nuggets wanted that game because they kept playing everybody. And the Joker was fantastic. And I think Malone probably said, it's probably a big deal for us if we want to win this division to get a better seed. So that obviously, by the way, that Raptors Heat game, that was a dead under the entire time.
Yes,
that
it was.
That's like a 221.5. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Like if you're the NBA at this point, right, if you want to bet overs, you need to bet them immediately. That's been the takeaway so far after, since the restart on Thursday. If you want to bet unders, just wait. I mean, because they're going to go, they're going to the moon in some of these games. 221.5.
Yep.
It was a total dead under after a first half dead under. And then if that game goes to overtime, which, by the way, it had several chances to actually get there, you're screwed.
Yep. That was 71 points scored combined in the third quarter. A good bet there was under. Mike Palm put me on the under first half in play. That was very nervy to start in a low-scoring affair. And you're right, all hell broke loose in the third quarter. Pacers win and cover. They're on a back-to-back taking on Orlando. I like Orlando today. Warren went off again. What a story that is. Good call by Aaron Renning. Grizzlies Pelicans went under by 30 points. Never a chance, and the Grizzlies lose again. This is getting very interesting here, where it's like, well, Memphis might be in the play-in. They might be the 9, the way they're playing. That was a must-win for the Pelicans. They took a little bit of money and covered. And, oh, man, the game in the bubble so far in Orlando, the San Antonio-Philly game, the offensive efficiency, the tough shot-making, the athletic ability, what a game. And the Spurs, if the Spurs win that, they are really in business to maybe get the 8 seed and get the play in. They've been phenomenal. I wrote them off. Number one with their record. I thought they were too far back and had to jump too many teams. And they didn't have Aldrich and Lyles. DeRozan's been awesome. They're up 4 with a minute left and they lose. And the Sixers win 132-130. Simmons fouls out. And then number one, I can't believe he took the shot and he made it. Milton down 2 with 10 seconds from the parking lot. And he makes it. And the Sixers win 132-130, 76 points combined in the fourth quarter. What a game. Sixers win, they don't cover, and it flies over. What an unbelievable game that was. The back and forth in the fourth quarter, and great job by Pop. But, I mean, that's a game the Spurs have to have up 4. And then just to see, when you look at all these schedules now, Portland's got a big one tonight against Houston. Memphis, Portland, San Antonio, New Orleans, 5 games left. Who's going to be in the play-in with the 8-9? It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. But that was a big opportunity lost by San Antonio and a fantastic game and finish.
That was absolutely amazing to watch the way it played out. And they scored more than 40 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, again, with the in-play wagering, you could have grabbed the Spurs at a nice plus price, like late in that game.
Yeah.
And then when they took a big lead, they were huge favorites. And then you could have grabbed the 76ers. Paul, we're talking about in a span of minutes. That's about it. Both teams were catching good numbers in that contest. And it's just like you're watching the game and you're thinking, you know what, Pop went to Orlando with his team to steal that 8 seed. And then just to blow kind of like they did at the end, I mean, you could argue what actually – should they actually have really had a chance to win that game because they were down big, but to come back like that. The whole thought process is like, you can never count this team out. The consecutive playoff streak is on the line. Of course you should have thought about this. And they would, you know, basically with the Grizzlies now struggling and not having to win at the bubble, and the Spurs would have been 3-0, it would have been just great drama playing out here. It still possibly can be, but that game was, I think you said it right, that was probably the game of the bubble so far. That and the Rockets-Mavericks game.
Right. Right. Memphis has got Utah, OKC, Toronto, Boston, and Milwaukee. Oh, that's the schedule less for Memphis. And now it gets easy for the Pelicans. Sac, Washington, San Antonio, Sac again, and then Orlando. So their schedule's much easier compared to these other teams. And I mentioned the big game that Portland has tonight. So, I mean, and then the Lakers wrap up the 1 seed. Good call by Matt that he thought Anthony Davis would bounce back. Oh, yeah, 42 points. And that's another good – that game was off. A lot of first quarters went under. Slow starting games, especially the afternoon games. First quarter under with Miami. Nuggets game first quarter under. The Pacer game was 21-20 at the end of the first quarter. The Memphis first quarter went under. And the Laker-Jazz game was sloppy and off to a slow start. And that goes 116-108. And the Lakers clinched the 1 seed. So that'll be something. But you said this yesterday. I mean, okay, this is great. We'll just do it all over again every single day. Just let's run it back. Hockey at 9 in the morning, NBA at 10:30, 6 NBA games, 6 hockey playoff games. This is amazing. It's incredible TV.
It's rinse and repeat. Every day now feels like Saturday. Every day is like a weekend.
You're right.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm blown away with it. And we get up here at 7 o'clock. It's like you can't even breathe. Okay, I'm going to get a quick bite to eat, maybe make a coffee. Wait, games are tipping off here in 20 minutes. let's get our bets in.
Yeah, I'm at Bar Canada this weekend. I'm like, you know what? There's not enough TVs, and they got like 30 of them. There's not enough TVs. MLB, golf, hockey playoffs, UFC, NBA. There's too much going on. And at home, please, I got three TVs. I don't have a clue. I'm also rusty as a sports fan. I got to get ready to watch three games at the same time. I got to get my A game back. But it's like, how about Thursday? You don't stand a chance. Our first golf major, all these NBA and hockey games going on, maybe some day baseball. There'll be some Friday's Champions League with soccer. You got no shot. There's so much going. What a time. September's going to be, I think September's going to be the biggest handle in sports betting history. It could be September. Should be. Don't you think?
I don't disagree. With everything that we're going to have going on. Sure.
God. Fantastic.
Two guys last night, Paul, did not screw around. You're right. Anthony Davis with the bounce back and Connor McDavid.
Oh.
They just basically said, get out of my way tonight. We're not losing these games.
Great job. That second goal. What a goal. How does he finish that? To go top shelf with backhand. What a job. Mm-hmm. All right. Only $200 million on the line today. That's it, just $200 million in promotion. We'll talk about that coming up and get to win-lose in 10 minutes. VSiN, Follow the Money, the Sports Betting Network. If you're enjoying the return of hockey as much as we are, you're going to like what Bet Rivers Sportsbook has for you all this week. Bet Rivers is live streaming two hockey games every day. Bet Rivers Sportsbook, if you haven't tried live betting with hockey, now's your chance to both bet on and watch the game on your phone. You can live stream two games. Go to Bet Rivers and get in on the action tonight. And remember, $250 match bonus on your first deposit. All bonuses are a one-time playthrough. There's no faster way to turn your bonus cash into real cash. Visit the Bet Rivers Sportsbook today. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Playable in New Jersey. That's Play Sugar House. Oh, the end play yesterday. The hockey, the NBA, the swings. Dynamite. McDavid's performance. Cubs off to a great start. Yankees off to a great start. And again, just only $200 million on the line today. That's all. Brentford and Fulham will slug it out for a place in the Premier League today. Championship playoff worth an estimated $220 million to the winners. The rewards for promotion mean the showdown is often called the richest match in world football. After 73 years outside the English top flight, Brentford can do this now. Fulham trying to get right back to the Premier League after being relegated last year. After spending 59 out of 60 seasons in the third or fourth tier before reaching the championship in 2014, it's right there, like Glengarry Glen Ross. Huh? Are you man enough to take it? It's right there, Brentford, and they're favored. They've introduced analytics into their football operations. They've been very successful this year. Remember, a couple weeks ago, all they had to do was beat the two teams in the bottom table to get automatic promotion, and they lost. They beat Swansea 3-1 in the second leg of the playoff to get here. Brentford beat Fulham 1-0 and 2-0 earlier in the season. You see the odds right there at Bet Rivers. Fulham plus 250, Brentford plus 114, and it's 2.5 under 150 or 160 in some spots. Mitrovic could be out, though, with the hammy. Fulham's best player. He missed both legs of the semifinal against Cardiff, 26 goals, and the coach said he's hopeful. He was close to playing the second leg. The medical team did everything they could, but he wasn't ready. We'll do everything we can to have him ready for this one. And you know, the odds are great here with to win in regulation and also to advance. In regulation, as high as 260 on Fulham, draw plus 220, and Brentford favored. 2.5 the total. It could be a low-scoring game, but you wonder if the pressure gets to them again. I mean, they played loose against Swansea and then drilled them 3-1. But with Fulham, if Mitrovic doesn't go, plus, I mean, this is it. I mean, they've never been in the Premier League. It's right there. $220 million on the line. I kind of like Fulham. Fulham is pick to advance. Pick plus 150. And then the 250s to win in regulation. I could see it being 1-0 too, but this is fantastic. Just throw this on the menu. Why not? Put this on the menu today. How good is this with $220 million on the line? And then we got Europa League Wednesday and Thursday. We got the Champions League back. But, you know, check the status of him and if the star can go for Fulham, and that's a big deal. But this is a great story. I mean, this is maybe the moment's too big for him. They were not playing well down the stretch. I was dead wrong, and they surprised me after losing the first leg. Oh, they responded to take out Swansea 3-1. Fulham's on a great run as well. But 59 out of 60 seasons, third or fourth tier, before they bump up the championship in 2014. So you just see because of the absurd, astronomical TV contracts and how much soccer is big business over there, what that means, because they go from the championship up to the Premier League, and with promotion today on the line with Brentford and Fulham. Mike Palm will probably be on the under. I'm sure he'll have under 2.5 at Bet Rivers and also the Westgate. The last three meetings head-to-head have stayed under, if you want to look at past history, if that means anything as well. Oh, this is better than I imagined. I mean, Van Vliet going off. That Spurs game, soccer, the hockey delivering every day, the goaltending in the Pittsburgh game, the Winnipeg game was fun, the Knights come back, a shootout, two guys in the same game missing the net on penalty shots. Let's do it all again, six games today. Some big tickets, the Knights to come back, some vicious beats as well, and our buddy Blue will be here. Win-lose coming up next, and then we'll preview the NBA and NHL schedules coming up. Follow the money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Manscaped.com has the tools for your family jewels. You can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code VSIN20 at Manscaped.com. 20% off Manscaped.com. Promo code VSIN20. The great Nigel Seeley checking in. This is right there for Brentford. It's right there for him. Nigel says Fulham looks very tired and dealing with some injuries. It's right there for Brentford. Can they take it? Nigel will be on Friday to talk Champions League. Here we go. Time for win-lose.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
Plenty of bad beats. Hurricanes, Rangers over 5.5. 3-1 with 17 minutes left in the second period. 4-1 final. And Mike Palm called it. I was watching the game with him. I go, what? He goes, no, this is it. This will be one score. This is going to be 4-1 final. He nailed it. Incredible. The in-play assassin.
I mean, yep. The Rangers offered absolutely nothing in that
terrible
game yesterday.
As I said, Mitch, the goal was on a 5-on-3 power play. Mm-hmm. Listless. Carolina finishes them today. VGK Stars first period over 1.5. The Knights score a minute in. Bad goal by Bishop. Well, that was it. Then all hell broke loose in the second period. Stars, an all-timer, a moose. Stars plus 1.5, minus 210. They led 3-1 with 10 minutes left. Not one, not two, not three, four goals by VGK.
Oh, you imagine for people who had Stars plus 1.5 goals yesterday, there's a chance like some people gave up on the game and they just said, well, that's a winner. I'm going to go on. I'm going to turn the channel right now.
That's a good point. I got a couple tweets. The guy's looking at the box score. He sent me some screenshots. What happened? Empty net. What the hell happened here? So, remember, Vinny Meatball said that. A lot of people like to parlay the plus goal and a half because all hockey games are usually, a lot of playoff games are one goal games. Mm-hmm. Bad for the books. Pacers 7.5 up to 8.5. Beat the Wizards by 11. Grizzlies Pelicans under 239 to 236. Not even close. 109.99. Lose some. Thunder 4.5 up to 5.5. Actually got to 6.5. There was buyback. Nuggets win in overtime. Bad job by the Thunder. Great job. Great win for the Nuggets. Lakers under 219 down to 217. That exploded in the second half. Calgary took money. I didn't blame them. 140 up to 170. Great job by the Jets. Dominated. Two fluke goals by Calgary. Lightning. 750. 75 to win 10. To win in regulation late in the second. They won in a shootout. Win some. VGK 11 to 1 at William Hill with 10 minutes left. And that's the big story, right? Hockey unders. 24 and 4 since the restart. 24 and 2 if you take out the Chicago-Edmonton series. How about that?
I can't believe it.
I know. My boy Blue. Where you been? What do we got today? Oh, he's got the coconut, Mitch. Drinking a... He can do it all, right? Guys like baking soda. Fork, chopsticks, using the paws. Now he's drinking out of a straw with the coconut. What's he got, a diaper on?
I think it looks like a diaper.
He got a diaper on him? You know what? The family's great. I don't know about what they feed him. I mean, easy with the diet. But the other thing, a lot of these videos, and he has his own Instagram page, the guy's taking a nap. And they wake him up. More bread? Another? What do we got? More bread?
No, I think this is the same one.
Same
last
one.
Time.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just so good. We're playing the hits here.
Yes. The greatest hits. Holding the bread. He has the bib on, and he's going to town. That's awesome. Now, how about this? At Pauly Does Vegas on Instagram. Look at this guy going for a while. Nah, I'm good. Nah, that's it. I'm not leaving. The dog in the store, and he's having none of it. So the owner's just pulling. He's not going. Laying down. Okay, very good. I call the shots. This is X. We've seen this one before with a Rottweiler. I think it's a Husky. At the drive-thru, they get the car. Look at this. The bark. Yeah. Give me that. The couple behind filming the dog at the drive-thru. That's great. Barks at the employee. Hands the cup. And the dog snatches it and takes it right back in the car at the drive-thru with the coffee or the probably the whipped cream there. That's excellent.
Quick.
Look at this.
This way. I think Ellie likes the way it looks. Oh, she really likes it. And there it goes. Center of the cup. That's a birdie to go to
Hold
nine
on.
Under.
Yeah, high five. There you go.
Into the 18th hole.
The guy's putting. He misses. The dog picks the golf ball up, drops it in the hole, and then gives the owner a high five. He had it the whole way.
Oh, take him on the course.
Yep.
Send him ahead 175 yards. Look at that. Another one goes in today.
Okay. That's great. Let's stay with the golf theme. Did you get? Yeah, this is sent in from a viewer. This is incredible video. Guy lives on a golf course. The family's taking a video. He does this all the time. If someone hits a bad tee shot into his yard, he falls down. He lays on the ground next to the ball pretending like he got hit. And the reaction from the guy, the golfer, is priceless. He does it all the time. When someone hits a golf ball in our backyard, my dad goes out and always does this. He's like shaking off the cobwebs. Oh, like Kramer. I've been hit. He's like,
A-plus acting job by the guy.
Look at this.
And so the people in the house filming, like, they can't even keep their composure.
Oh,
they are
please.
Busting out loud the entire time. And this guy's out there just like, ah, man, I'll shake it off. No problem. Go
He's
ahead.
He's rubbing his head, milking it in, He does it all the time. Look at the guy. Look at the golfer. He doesn't know what to make of it.
Oh, he's blown away. When he comes over and actually sees a human being laying on the ground, he's like, wait a second, what?
There, you can hear the laughter.
Because he doesn't even recognize him until, like, right?
Right.
There.
Yeah.
There's a double take. That I got to tell you, I mean, that would be pretty freaky because you don't know where the ball
know.
Goes.
Yeah.
And you look at it half the time.
That is brilliant. That is brilliant. I mean, you'll give someone a heart attack. But he does, every time a guy puts a golf ball into his yard, he lies down next to it, rubs his head like he's been hit. There you go. That's Bobby De Niro. Guys, look, there it is. That's win-lose. Excellent. Great videos today. Great action last night. God, I can't believe it. 5 months. We deserved it. 142 days of nothing. Now I don't know what to do with myself. I'm not gonna leave the house for 2 months.
I like what we said earlier. It's like, you know, when we finally get the NFL back in week one,
oh,
and then you have like 9 early games starting at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock out here. You're like, wait a second. I'm at a sports book right now. And my eyeballs got to be going back and forth. I'm not used to this right now. It takes, like, we're in preseason form still, as betters and as fans.
I absolutely am. As a sports fan, amateur hour. I'm so rusty. It's like, wait a second. I got a great NBA game. I'm focused on the hockey over here. I forget. What happened? The Raptors were up 17. Now they're up 2. What am I doing? Focus. Head on a swivel. Come on.
Yep.
3 games. Doing a bad job as a sports fan. Rusty. Very rusty. Got to focus. Lock it in. Lock it in. Okay. To the card coming up next. Can't wait. All the hockey games and NBA. We'll start with the NBA, though. Will we see a 20-point spread on a game on a neutral floor? Could we see a 20-point favorite coming up? Get to all that coming up, Paulie and Mitch Vieson. Back, baby, with major sports back in action. It's a perfect time to experience everything VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, has to offer. We created the Sports Restart Special. You have access to everything we offer from now through September 21st. You will receive daily email updates with recaps of the best bets from all the guests and hosts. Point Spread Weekly, the digital sports betting magazine. 24/7 access to our live video stream to watch every VSiN program and the special sports betting guides. And we love you, Canada, and all the hockey fans. Get that hockey betting guide. Perfect way to see what VSiN has to offer and how our experts can help improve your sports betting experience every day. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today and get on the special offer before it expires, the Sports Restart subscription offer. You know, the other thing, Mitch, we're seeing goals in the first 10. That's been happening. So, that track that. Is there a John Brown sighting? Well, I want to see goal in the first 10. That some of these games, you're seeing a goal coming in, and then it dies in the first period, stays under. Yep. But
we're getting them first 5. Hell, we're getting them first
right.
minute.
That's right.
These games.
Yep. Yep. Good card in the NBA. 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific. We start with the Nets and the Bucks. Hide the women and children. The Bucks, number one off a loss, and they've been deadly for years. And Allen, Harris, and LeVert are out? That was the report yesterday?
Yes.
I mean, LeVert had, 30-something against? What's this? This is going to be a 20-point spread? It's got to be. That's if all those guys are out, they're going to be laying 20.
Well, they're going to have to be, yeah. I mean, that's what Jeff Sherman told me yesterday from the Westgate. And by the way, why are they all out? I mean, I watched that entire Nets. That was actually a pretty decent game over there. Nets-Wizards was okay to watch, right? Had some drama to it. All 3 players are suddenly hurt, and they can't play in this game today?
I don't know.
Did they decide to just mail it in? You're going to be the 8th seed.
I guess
right?
I guess it doesn't matter, right? Yeah, doesn't matter. To give you a day off, we're going to lose by 20 anyways. I don't know. I'm with you. It is strange. Look at this. Is this from Ben? Ben Fox?
Yep. Ben Fox put this together.
Okay,
yep.
Biggest spreads in NBA history. Oh, my God. 93, the Cavs were laying 24.5 against the Mavs. The Suns were laying 24 against the Mavs in 93. Celtics were 22 against the Heat in 08. The Bulls were 22 against the Mavs in 93. Look at the Mavs again.
Oh, look how bad that team was.
Oh, 2007.
Yep, top 5 teams.
I don't remember that. 3 years ago, the Warriors were laying 21 against the Nets.
Yeah, I would have guessed in that 2015, 16, 17 range, the Warriors would have been on this list a little bit more. Oh. They're only on it a couple of times. But I was going back and forth with Ben yesterday, and he brought up a good point. He goes, yeah, if they played in the Eastern Conference, they would have been favored by 20, probably a lot more than what they were, which I think is probably accurate. But regardless, and I don't – on that list, every team – there was never an upset, outright upset. There was never an outright upset. And some of the scores, though, when teams were favored in that 20 – 124 to 97 – 126-105, 88-62 was in there, a 125-97. So the team that's favored by 20-plus scores a ton of points, but they're not covering every game. It's kind of like an NFL game when a team's laying three touchdowns. They don't cover a lot, but regardless, that 93 Mavericks team, holy Toledo, were they bad.
Yes, right. So, yeah, we'll see what that spread's going to be. Let us know if you see anything. That's the early game to start. Great card. And there should be, again, high-flying, high-scoring games. Dallas and Sacramento, 237 here at the South Point. Whew. See how Dallas plays it. Clinched the playoff spot. They're going to get the 7 seed. 0-2 so far. Blew a big lead against Phoenix, and then, of course, had the meltdown when they were up 7 with 40 seconds against the Rockets on the Friday night game. Very disappointed in the Kings. And, you know, Von Tobel was wrong about that. Von Tobel was high on the Kings. They're 0-2. And they got drubbed. They got drubbed by Orlando last time out. They can't get stops. They're not playing any defense.
Nope.
And we'll see how seriously Dallas takes it. But it's been the Luka and Porzingis show. Luka's averaging 34. Porzingis is averaging 34. Yep. But in the meetings, Dallas scored 130 and 127 in the two wins earlier in the season against Sacramento.
Well, look at the totals, by the way, and this feels like a year ago. Yeah. The first time they played was December 8th. The total was 216. Then wow. Their other matchups in the regular season, 225.5 and 226. Today, not 237. Nope. It's up 21 points from the first time they played this year.
You know what? I like it over. Sacramento not showing anything defensively and no intensity. They gave up 129 to San Antonio, and they allowed them to shoot 53%. They gave up one. Now, remember, Orlando is near the bottom in offense and in pace. Orlando scored 132 on them and shot 52%. So, I mean, come on.
Well, they have 78, I think, at halftime?
Yes. What's going on? So, Sac might just punt on this. Say the hell with it. Clippers and Suns. Clippers 9, 230.5 the total. Mm-hmm. Clippers coming off the big win against the Pelicans when they led by 30 at the half and set a franchise record for threes. They hit 25 threes in the win, and they hit 14 in the first half. Suns 2-0 in Orlando, and the big comeback to knock off Dallas, as I mentioned. But this, if Kawhi's healthy and he's going to play, assuming there's no shenanigans, they put Kawhi on Booker, lights out. The last time they played, Kawhi shut down Booker. He was 5 of 19. So this is why I think the Clippers are going to go to the finals. We just saw the depth and how good they were after that stinker against the Lake, which they almost won and didn't play well without guys, what they did to take apart the Pelicans.
You know, that number, by the way, in the Clippers to win the NBA championship is coming down. It was recently, I think it still might be plus 350 if you shop around, but I was looking at a bunch of spots yesterday, and I think for the most part, the 350s are gone. I'm looking at maybe the occasional plus 325, and a lot of books now have adjusted, and the Clippers are 3-1 to win the NBA title. They're the best team in the NBA.
Yep.
Can they shoot like that again?
Well, I know that won't happen.
Yeah, but does it matter?
Yep.
I mean, moving forward, it probably doesn't.
Yep.
The Suns, though, good story. I can't wait. I mean, well, I can, but when we get to next year in the NBA, because Booker and Ayton as the 1-2 combo for the Suns, I hope they just can keep those two players. I don't want those two guys to leave and go somewhere else because they're so good. That's only going to make the West even better, teams like that next year.
Uh-huh. No line on this game. Back-to-back for the Pacers, who are 2-0 in the bubble. I like Orlando. Orlando's playing well. I saw faraway places, Orlando 2.5 yesterday. Is that accurate? I like Orlando. Now, Isaac out with the torn ACL. Feels sick for him. But I think Orlando's going to get it done. They're playing well.
Yeah.
Here's a back-to-back here for you.
Some numbers for you on this Magic run. Again, we pointed this out yesterday. Uh-huh. I do remember this end of the regular season because they ended the season, Paulie, with 12 consecutive overs, and both games so far in the bubble have gone over. So that's 14 straight overall. And since this streak started, I know, long time ago, it seems like a, you know, but the average combined score during their 14 consecutive overs, 240 points. And the average closing total has been 222. And so the numbers have been the totals have been going up, obviously, but they're still going over on average during this 14-game streak by 18 points. Something changed back in April, February and March for this team. I know what you said about the pace, efficiency, but they're just...
I know. Throw out the numbers with Orlando. I know.
Yep.
A TNT doubleheader. Celtics are 3.5 against Miami. 223.5 the total. Miami's 27th in pace. That's surprising. Heat on a back-to-back. I like the Celtics. Kelly bet the Celtics, too. Tatum was great last time out. They blew the big lead and didn't cover against Portland. But that's a big total considering that Miami's on a back-to-back and they like to slow it down. But I like the Celtics in that one. And then the big one, Houston is 5-244 against Portland. Portland is 27th in defensive efficiency. So get ready for all these threes and for Harden and Westbrook. And the Rockets, you know, Rasputin here. Can't kill him. Cardiac kids. Down 7 with 40 seconds, they win in overtime. Down 8 with less than 3 minutes, they come back and beat the Bucks. So now they're laying 4.5 against the Blazers, and it's a huge game for Portland. That race for the 8-9 in the West is crazy. And here's what's left for Portland. Houston, Denver, Clippers, Sixers, Dallas, Nets.
Well, okay, so it gets easier at the end.
Well,
I don't know what the Mavericks are going to play for. Well, locked into that 7 seed.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, 76ers. Maybe the Clippers are. Yeah, Clippers are locked into the 2. I don't know how they'll treat it. But yeah,
they played a game back at the end of January. I will point this out. The total was 242. Blazers won, but it did stay under. It was 125-112 for the final score. But the Blazers got him twice, and again, many moons ago. I get it, but. They did play him twice, and this team is dangerous. I mean, just look at that second half against the Celtics is all you need to know about this team. Because once Dame starts to warm up a little bit, and you saw Nurkic, how big of a factor he was in that game, this team is lethal. They're deadly, but I'm with you on that hell of a matchup here today.
You got the Rockets. I'm sorry. Do you have the Heat scores head-to-head? I think, boss, the Heat are 5-6 with no rest on the season. 5-6 their record with no rest. I think Boston got them twice in low-scoring
games.
They did.
They did 112-93. That was early December, and then 109-101 was late January. And those totals were 209 and 218.5.
Yeah. Well, life in the bubble. It's been crazy, as Aaron Redding said. All the fouls, frenetic pace, it's been nuts. And after that start when the first six games went over.
So I'll tell you this, Paul.
244.
I know. I could live until I'm 150. I always tell myself to settle down on certain things. I could live until I'm 150 years old. Ticky-tack calls at any level in basketball will always drive me nuts. I cannot stand it. Let him play a little bit. Get a flow going. You don't have to call everything on the court.
How about the foul on Millsap late in the game?
Yeah.
Chris, I don't think he touched him. Chris Paul's dribbling.
How about the two fouls on Wes Matthews against Harden the other night? Yeah. He never touched him.
Yeah. Well, we talked about this, too, that there was value on Billy Donovan. What a surprise that was yesterday. And we almost had a three-way tie. And we'll get to the NHL playoffs as well. 6 games, 24-4 to the under since the restart. We'll run through everything in hockey coming up next.